Members of the Bradford Santa Claus Parade Committee stopped by Canadian Tire on Thursday to present a check of $1,200 to franchise owners, Mark and Diana Sheeler, for the corporation's Jumpstart program. The funds were raised by selling off leftover Christmas decor left in storage from the group's annual town parade. From a hand-painted wooden Santa and elves set to life-sized reindeer, the decor was scooped up quite quickly on Facebook Marketplace. "We had so much stuff," said committee member Chuck Skitch. The Bradford Santa Claus Parade Committee was formed in 2000 with 8 members who came together to create floats and help organize the town parade. Eventually, the parade was taken over by the town, but the members of the committee continued to volunteer their time to help put on the annual event. "Back then I wanted to give something back," said member Bill Bargent, who crafted the first Santa Claus parade float in 2000 out of wood, purchased at the local lumber shop at the time, Spence Lumber. It was a year-round commitment, with the committee planning for the next year's event almost immediately after the parade ended. In 2020, it would have been the committee's 20-year anniversary taking part in the parade, but due to COVID the parade has been cancelled for the past 2 years. "Our goal was to do 20 years," said committee member Liz Pegg, who is also a member of the Bradford Lions. "We hope to at least walk in it one more time. It's going to be very hard to walk away from the committee and their work with the parade," she added. "Over the years, we learned different things," remembered Jennifer Pegg, Liz's daughter, recalling 1 year when a barn fire broke out during the event, and the BWG fire trucks in the parade had to maneuver their way out to attend the call. Many of the committee members are also members of the Bradford Lions Club, who also help out and have their own float in the annual parade. Once the leftover decor was sold, the committee discussed which charity they would like to see the funds go towards. They contemplated between 2-3 charities but decided on Jumpstart, since funds will be used locally. Jumpstart was founded in 2005, helping local children overcome financial and physical barriers, giving them an opportunity to take part in recreational sports and clubs. Their mission is to enrich the lives of kids in need through sport and physical activity. "All donations go directly back into TH. We looked at ways that we could help the community because the community helped us when we needed the fundraising for the things that we did with the parade," said Jennifer. "It's going to help kids who don't have that opportunity right now to participate in whatever sport it is they want to do, and now more than ever they need that. When you think of terms of the parade, it's for the kids and these proceeds go back and help the kids," added member Chuck Skitch. The Canadian Tire Corporation covers all of Jumpstart's general and administrative expenses, with 100% of donations going to help kids access sport and play. The corporation will match the donation made by the committee, for a total of $2,400 going toward the cause. "You are able to help many kids here in town," Mark told the group. "As the community grows, so does the need for this. In a typical year, the program will help nearly 1,000 local kids get active in the community through clubs and programs, such as scouts, hockey and gymnastics. Jumpstart has really broadened its focus. It used to be very sports-related. Now there are activities that qualify," said Diana. Last year, the Bradford location had the most Jumpstart funds raised in their region, through local fundraising events.